I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 764. 764 in our original It's Your Business series.
You always try and sneak one by me there,
don't you? I do.
Yeah.
And, Rev, this was a week that you were out west for a little time, and we went over to Dakota Fest in Mitchell, and it brought together thousands of people, hundreds of vendors, and in the first big machinery show for the year. In our Friday follow-up, we're going to talk with Secretary of Agriculture Lucas Lynch. Matt Knipling has got us somebody to talk from SDSU. We'll talk with Plains Commerce as well. They were our host. Julian Edwards from Connecticut talks about being the official water of It's Your Business. Looking ahead, we got a state fair in Minnesota that starts Sunday. And Skyler from Laverne is one of the 12 chefs around Minnesota that will be cooking at the state fair. He's preparing a bison dish. We'll be talking to him about that. And we'll check in with the numbers of the day. Scott Verilek, Coy McKay-Migg, Craig Marquardt at Banner Mortgage, Todd Newberger of Edward Jones, plus our business of golf guys, John Miller and Dr. Tim Lee Burton. But let's start with the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Will you talk to me without Jim Wooster this morning? Would that be okay?
No, absolutely. It probably won't be near as much fun or as memorable, but glad to be with you. Jim Wooster is quite a legend in South Dakota, and that was truly a great time this week to spend time with him and you at the Dakota Fest on Wednesday.
And Trudy was there, and she jumped in and said, "What can we do for you for the state fair?" And we're already setting things up for that. That's kind of coming up next.
Boy, it sure is. And, you know, if you're listening out there, if you go to sdstatefair.com, there's all kinds of information that you can find about the shows and the events that are going on at your South Dakota State Fair in Huron. So I'll be heading over that direction on Wednesday afternoon, and we'll be there through the 28th through the Monday the 1st. So a lot of excitement at your State Fair in Huron coming up.
And we're going to be working with you and Trudy and Jamie and all the folks over there in Huron next Friday, and we'll have some reports on what's going on, how it's gone, and the kind of reactions we're getting. What we would like you to do this morning, you did a great segment with us, including a great rendition of Happy Birthday to Craig Maddock in the show on Wednesday. Totally unplanned. I didn't know it was his birthday till I got over there. But we want to follow up with the importance of agriculture right now and the concerns that people are sharing here on the 22nd day of August in 2014. Where would you go with that, Lucas?
You know, I think the continued recognition that what we do in our state in terms of agriculture being part of our $25.6 billion economic impact, there are a lot of pieces that make up that pie of agriculture in our state. And as we see the spring wheat harvest starting to really come on and the winter wheat harvest wrapping up, you know, we recognize that right now we've got a tremendous small grain harvest out there that's coming in terms of our wheat production. And, you know, the things that are, if you think about what's keeping folks up at night, it's a recognition that we've got a tremendous crop in the field, but we're really struggling on the infrastructure challenges here from our rail service providers to just adequate access to markets. And part of that is we're dealing with a backlog of 2013 harvest that's still either in the crop or in the bin on the farm or in storage with the elevators. And so that compounding dynamic, Bill, of having last year's harvest, old crop sitting there, and an increased harvest this year, it's really putting quite a bit of pressure on the system. But I'm really happy to report that in the last few weeks we're seeing some increased movement for sure on our Rapid City Pier and Eastern, the east-west line across South Dakota, which really predominantly handles so much of our wheat harvest from western South Dakota. And one of the things that we heard from the chief operating officer from the G&W, which is the Genesee and Wyoming that owns the Rapid City Pier in Eastern, they took it over from the Canadian Pacific back on June 1st. And so when you look at the infrastructure that they've had to take over, it's like somebody moving out of the house and somebody moving into a house and trying to figure out where everything's at. I'm happy to report this morning, though, that they continue to make investments. And this year they're planning on putting $12 million more in capital investments here into South Dakota, and that includes a current fleet of 50 locomotives with another nine or more being added yet this year. So getting the power there to pull the grain cars is a big deal.
Well, and with the harvest, we don't want to be talking about the harvest in 2015-16 that we had in 14.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, there's a certain amount of ebb and flow that has to happen in agriculture. You know, the grains come in, our service providers respond, you know, and to everyone's knowledge, you know, sometimes there's a crop out there that's a bumper one, and sometimes, you know, Mother Nature shuts off the water flow, and we just don't have the yields like we would normally. And so you have a already congested North American rail system that has pressure on it from intermodal traffic to oil, to coal, and to our commodities. And so the train systems, you know, where the old adage of the trains have got to catch up, right? We're watching an already congested rail system have a lot of pressure on it. And it's important for us to remember, too, that, you know, for all of the stress that we have here in South Dakota, you just have to look to our neighbors to the north. The backlog in North Dakota is tremendous, and not just for oil, but also for the commodities there's a lot of origin processing that takes place there. And that's when you look at processing, and I'll just from an educational standpoint, when we ship grain out of state, it goes to destination processors, and that's where maybe it's a mill that will grind flour for population base, and so that's a destination processing. There's also origin processing, and in North Dakota, there's a lot of origin processing. And while you think that's a very smart move, when you're dealing with a congested rail network, Bill, that puts a lot of pressure where that grain is originated at, also having to get out of state as a finished product. And so they're seeing a lot of stress up there because of that.
Lucas Lynch, our Secretary of Agriculture in South Dakota. Let's change gears for a second and give you a shot at a follow-up to the dairy herd trip that was made to California.
Wow. I tell you what, the work that we're continuing to do in dairy development, you know, it's really getting its own momentum. And the reason is that everything that makes the upper Midwest fantastic still happens. We've got good water. We've got good access to our feed production. And when you look at the extreme drought of the Southwest, and particularly California, all of those dairy cattle are under a lot of pressure out there from just the water consumption and the feed availability. Those dairymen are really looking for where they can expand and or potentially relocate their herds. And so we're seeing a tipping point happening where there's more and more interest here in South Dakota. We've had a number of cattle in operations start getting built this last year. But what we're looking at is we still have to essentially double the dairy herd in our state in order to meet the existing processing capacity that's here today. So when you think of essentially 100,000 head of dairy cattle in the state, we could easily go to 200,000 head and still have room for growth. And so, and when you part and part of that is that diversified ag portfolio of having ethanol created in our state, that billion gallons of ethanol, those dried distillers grains are a great feed component for our dairymen to use in our state. So it's access to feed, it's a diversified ag portfolio that we can continue to find value from our commodities to our feed to our getting a hold of those nutrients that we can also apply to our land. And a big part of that is input management.
Lucas Lynch, our Secretary of Agriculture in South Dakota, thanks for taking time Wednesday. Thanks for taking time with a follow-up today.
And, Bill, I got away with not even having to sing happy birthday.
I know. we had people request that we not do that again for at least a year. Thanks,
sounds
Lucas.
Good. Well, you have a great weekend. Everybody stay safe out there.
You betcha. Our host over at the Dakota Fest was Plains Commerce Bank. Rocky Bohr and Roger DeRoshi were the people that really worked very hard with us, and the president, Brett Heinert from the Aberdeen Bank, who oversees all the Plains Commerce activities. We were in booth 524W. Rocky, we appreciate what you did. You handled the farm ag side for Plains Commerce, and you and Roger have put together some notes that we should know about on Dakota Fest.
Yeah, it's just kind of an interesting recap of the days out there at Dakota Fest. And first, Bill, thank you for making an appearance there, and we invite you back next year, and you could use all 3 days if you wish, Bill.
Thank you.
The thing that I thought was impressive about Dakota Fest this year was just the livestock equipment that showed up. You know, that in the last few years, there's not been that much livestock equipment presence out there. That was very noticeable. And then the exposure you can get out there, just sharing your story with everyone as they come through the show. And just a little tidbit shared by the host of the Dakota Fest out there, that the show itself is larger than Farm Fest in Minnesota. So that's quite something for South Dakota to be proud of. And but the one big thing, Bill, just give you a recap on the money booth. As you saw the money booth there, we did have five individuals who were able to snag the $100 bill. So we gave away $500 in that. And then at least each contestant throughout the days got at least $20 out of there. So, but it was an impressive 3 days.
Rocky, we appreciated all you did. And, you know, we did talk about the thousands attending, hundreds of exhibits, demographics for all ages. You even saw equipment at $280,000. Toys to do big jobs in South Dakota.
Impressive, wasn't it? The other one, the host of Dakota Fest, mentioned that there was $1 billion worth of equipment on the site out there. Quite an impressive number.
Very, very important that it happens. So, Rocky, we appreciate you. We'll talk again on Monday. Appreciate you and Roger and Brett and all the people with the Plains Commerce Bank.
Thank you. And you have a good weekend. Be safe.
SDSU was a big part of the Dakota Fest, and three of those from SDSU that were on our show, John Kleinjohn, crop production, Pete Bauman, range field specialist, talked grass, cattle, and pheasants. Jim Krantz, SDSU and Mitchell, talked about sending a cow to college as part of a $4.3 million project. But Heather Gessner is joining us this morning, livestock business management field specialist. Tell us your thoughts on Dakota Fest and what was learned by SDSU this week.
Well, I think SDSU had a very strong showing at Dakota Fest once again with our livestock field specialists and staff at the livestock tent, talking one-on-one with the producers about what they're seeing back and forth in their operations. We saw some of the grass issues and maybe some of the ergot concerns coming through. We've also talked, had people over in the ag tents with our weed booth talking about, some fall control for pasture weeds and those types of things, and how do we get a jump on them for next summer so that we can kind of take care of some concerns. Then we also had some conversations about land rents and land prices and where all that's going and how to reevaluate budgets for the upcoming year with the changes in some of the crop prices. So we had a well-rounded conversations all across all areas of emphasis.
Heather's a livestock business management field specialist at SDSU, and I have to tell you that one of the things that I mentioned with the SDSU experts is how I had spent time in, I think it's Texas, New Mexico, Mississippi, and Alabama, working with agriculture and universities, but I'm really convinced that what SDSU does for those in agriculture is really second to none of those, and those are known as pretty good agriculture states. You guys did good work this week, Heather.
Well, we greatly appreciate that. All the positive feedback is always appreciated. And also knowing, where we need to fix things and what we need can do better is important to our daily jobs. But, we really tied into iGrow and the iGrow webpage to get information out to producers that is vital to their operations, making sure that we're putting high-quality research projects together and getting that information out to our producers so that they can actually implement it, so that we can remain number one in agriculture across, not only South Dakota, number one industry, but across the nation, and keep our producers, really pushing the forward edge of new technology and yields and the whole dynamics.
Heather, we appreciate you, SDSU, Plains Commerce, and Secretary of Agriculture staff working with us at Dakota Fest. This was our first real exposure there, and it looks like we're going to do 3 days next year. Appreciate you guys so very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll talk about the water of It's Your Business and visit with one of the 12 chefs in competition at the Minnesota State Fair this weekend. All a part of It's Your Business. Water is always a concern every place you go. And Connecticut Water has got to be the official water of It's Your Business. And Julene Edwards, right here in the studio. And it's the first chance we've had to visit with you since you've been on the road a little bit, young lady.
Yes, we have.
You know, I want you to kind of share with us the kind of questions you'd get from the biggest little fair in South Dakota, the Turner County Fair.
Well, we had a lot of fun at the Turner County Fair this year, and the weather was absolutely beautiful for that fair, so we were very blessed. And a lot of the questions came from the drinking water system that we have available, and questions being, does it pull the fluoride out of your water? How does it do with chlorine and chloramines, which we use here in Sioux Falls? And then, of course, we always have a few questions on the water softener as people walk by and they say, well, how does that work with no electricity? And so we get to share all of that information with those folks as well.
You know, the one thing that people should know about Julene is that, and she's being noticed, trust me, she's been 12 years, Sioux Falls, or so?
Just about 12.
Okay, I was thinking it was close.
Yes.
Another 10 or so in Sioux City. Glad you learned that there was a difference between Sioux Falls and Sioux City. Yeah. Another stop in Iowa. But you understand the water system. And kind of like as a couple of the other guests we've had on our couple hours today, you take care of customers and you give them the best drinking water. And that's important.
Well, we do. And coming from Iowa and then up to South Dakota, we all have different qualities of water. And that quality of water even differs right in Sioux Falls proper. So being in the water industry, I feel it's my responsibility to do testing for any customers that would want that and then go ahead and recommend the proper equipment that's going to work for them either in their home or business.
You have a website. You also have a phone number and you're not hard to find.
No, I'm not. I'm right on Minnesota Avenue. If they go down Minnesota Avenue, they can't miss the sign. So, and then we can be reached at 339-3434, or the website is ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
We always talk about cutting the cord. What's that mean with Connecticut?
Cutting the cord means you don't need any electricity to operate that water softener. So we work off of the flow rate coming into the home, and we meter every gallon of water that's being used. And we also customize each piece of equipment that leaves our showroom. And that is because everybody's quality of water differs in their home. And we want to make sure to get that setting correct. And then we're going to be able to actually look them in the eye and tell them, you're going to have that soft water 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter whether you have one load of laundry to do or 10 loads of laundry to do. You will have soft water all day long. Or if maybe you've got family coming in for the weekend, you're always going to have that nice soft water as long as you keep just a little bit of salt in the salt tank.
Mayor Huther would tell you that there's 3,600 people moving into Sioux Falls every year. Mm-hmm. A lot of them come from other parts of the country where the water isn't quite as hard as it is here in South Dakota,
that's,
in the Midwest.
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, and even in Iowa, there are places that don't have quite as hard water as we have. But for a 150-mile radius of Sioux Falls, everybody has hard water. And that's actually going off of a chart that we use from the Water Quality Association. So that's not something that Connecticut or myself is bringing to the table. I mean, it's right there in black and white for people to look at.
Julene Edwards from Connecticut, and people that want to sit down and talk to you. You obviously did that at the Turner County Fair, but you also make yourself available with your team to go out and visit just across the table.
Yes, we do. And I feel that a lot of people have a lot of questions about water and how they can get that great quality water for their homes. And so that's what we really like to do, is test the water and then sit down with them and answer the questions that they might have and reassure them that, yes, our equipment is going to do a fantastic job for their families.
And it means softer what?
Softer water, softer clothes. Your hair is more, you can style it better. Of course, you guys don't have to worry about that, but us women do. And you have better water for laundry. Your laundry will stay nice and bright and white, and colors are are staying bright as well. So, and then it goes into, not to mention your appliances, your dishwasher, your washing machine, all of your fixtures in your home. So actually a water softener is the only piece of equipment that you can actually invest in for your home that's going to pay for itself within 2 to 3 years. And we can actually show people that too when we get in front of them.
Service makes a difference. And Julene Edwards has been Kinetico here for a number of years. She's been across the Midwest. The company that I just joined, now the largest real estate company in South Dakota, the first thing I see on the wall was Kinetico. And you know what? If there's 200 agents out there. You need to be working with Julene. Make sure that she has the opportunity to share with you or your clients how being in that home that you're going to sell them is going to give them the soft water.
Absolutely.
Julene Edwards, Kinetico. We're going to talk again on Monday. Is that all right with
you? We are. Have a great weekend.
When we come back, we're going to check the numbers of the morning. We'll check the commodities, and we'll also visit with the chef, who's one of 12 at the Minnesota State Fair cooking bison this weekend.
Austin's.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Kello News Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls, FM 107.9 KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at Kello.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the Great Recession has made it harder for the central bank to determine when to adjust interest rates. In prepared remarks for an annual Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Yellen says while the unemployment rate has steadily declined, other gauges of the job market are harder to assess, and they may reflect weakness. And The Gap is reporting better than expected second quarter earnings. The company posted an adjusted profit of 70 cents a share, topping the estimate by a penny. Revenue came in at $3.98 billion, also beating expectations for $3.96 billion. The company says it plans to enter India through franchise-operated Gap brand stores next year. Meanwhile, Aeropostale reporting disappointing second quarter results. The struggling teen apparel retailer posted an adjusted loss of 46 cents a share. Aeropostale says its same-store sales were down 13% from a year ago. With the Vox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
A shower or thunderstorm in spots for the rest of the day, otherwise humid with clouds and sun. An afternoon high 86, then a couple of showers and a thunderstorm tonight, low 70. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. It will be windy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. High of 87 and a low tomorrow night of 67. Then a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon Sunday, high 81. That's your Sioux Falls weather. I'm AccuWeather's Kevin Snyder.
The Sioux Empire's most talked about talk shows are right here. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage, is on the phone. And do you have your camera out, ready to give us a snapshot?
Yes, I do, Bill.
What kind of camera do you use?
Well, I use what's called a mortgage-backed securities bond market camera.
I like that.
It has a very strong lens to try to figure out what's going to happen in the future.
And it's never wrong, right?
It is wrong a fair amount of times, but we do it the best job we can in taking a look at it. So,
you know, the interest rates have been settling in the fours. What are we seeing this morning?
Well, mortgage rates have moved slightly higher after the Federal Reserve minutes from earlier this week. And so The conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate has ticked up 0.125% up to 4.250% with an APR of 4.443%. So they're basically, it's just going up and down very slightly, and my suspicion is that it'll continue to do that on a day-by-day basis, and if anybody wants to try to catch a little bit of lower rate, they might be able to in the future, and maybe even try to prevent themselves from going up to 4.375. So,
18.7, what's that mean?
We always have an on-call mortgage banker after our hours, and so if somebody calls in and they want to try to speak with a loan officer after 5 or even over the weekend to talk about quotes on payments or to take an application or just to ask general questions as to how long it's going to take to close on a home loan, then they can give us a call at 275-2777. And yours truly is the on-call mortgage banker this week.
Wow, they actually get to talk to the Craig Marquardt?
Yeah, you get to talk to me, and I'll have to keep my phone available all weekend long and throughout the greater part of next week before the holiday.
No, just bring it along to Jam Against Hunger Sunday in case you get a call. Yeah.
I will. I'll probably have to put my earpiece in just so I can hear the phone ring because it's going to ring a lot.
That's okay. You can sit at the top of the hill. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Craig, you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
Scott Verilich, Coima Kamig Commodities in Sioux Center. Good morning to you, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
And, of course, you'll have the commodity numbers at 11:30 this morning here on Kettle News Talk 1320-107.9. Trending this morning, cattle on feed report preview.
Yeah, we've got a cattle on feed report today. It's our monthly USDA numbers. the number I'm looking at is the placement number. It looks extremely small. In 1996, they changed how they measure that placement number. And this number here is the smallest placement number that we've had on a non-feed report since 1996. So it's very bullish. I mean, it's as far as what we have penciled in. But this drop that we've had on the latest drop in the cattle prices has not been because we're coming into more numbers of cattle. We know it's going to take a couple of years before we come into more numbers. So it's the market kind of expected these kind of numbers, I guess. So it's not like it's a shock. And we are getting a little bounce today, and I think that's going to be more on some news that we heard. During this break, we had been hearing that JBS was going to merge with National, which was going to give up some leverage. National is a very good packer to have up here in the north. They're good with getting out with some bids, and they're a pleasure to work with. So when you lose some of that leverage, it was a little bit bearish. Well, now we're hearing today that the National employees had received a letter that says that there is no merger, and that's the rumor I'm hearing today. So I think you're getting a little bounce possibly on that news, because that was kind of bearish when we were first talking about that. So it'd be a good thing if National stayed on its own, I think, for the cattle market.
Pro Farmer Tour being wrapped up.
Pro Farmer Tour, often talked about all week long. You've probably been hearing about it. The yields came in. It's a large crop out there. We all expected that. But we do have it wrapped up. Everything, you know, the yields on the corn are up, the pod counts are up. Everything is up on the corn except for in Minnesota. They have that backed off a little bit on the yield. They're right in line with our three-year average, so it's not like it's in rough shape. But just some pretty big numbers there, and pod counts are all up. So it's not like the market has to react a lot to these numbers. We've all been talking about how big this crop's going to be for the last 2 to 3 months, so it's not really a shock. But we are coming up against the downtrend line in the corn, and I've got green across my screen on all the grains. So let's hope that the news is the worst at the bottom, and let's hope that we get a little demand rally from here.
Scott, when they need more information from Coima Kamig and Scott Verilich, how do they reach you?
Tell you what, give us a call on our 800 number, 1-800-358-3047.
And we will be talking with you on Monday. Scott, thank you so much.
Yep.
We do work closely with our friends in Iowa and Minnesota, as well as here in South Dakota. And Jill Joes, who works as an account executive extraordinaire and lives in Laverne, brought her attention to Chef Skyler Hoyland of the Blue Stem Restaurant there. Chef Hoyland is one of 12 chefs from across Minnesota who will cook at the State Fair this Sunday at Carousel Park. Chef, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right, you have picked a bison dish, and you have a little partnership over there that really was kind of intriguing, and I'll bet it's going to be a tasty dish.
Yes, absolutely. My time slot's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 24th. I will be preparing a braised bison brisket slider. I know that's a lot of bees, but I will be using some local bison as well as some Take 16 beer. It's a new brewery coming up in Laverne here, so it's kind of an exclusive take for that. And then also I will be topping the brisket with some pickled red onions that I'm also using some local honey on. So it'll be a winner, I think.
You're on Interstate 90, and one of the things that we always talk about is the people that come through that maybe aren't local, that travel around the country on 90, and they see the novelty of bison, don't know what to expect. What do you tell them?
You know, it's a leaner, healthier meat. One thing I tell them is that it's very similar to beef, but it's just a little bit leaner, and it's kind of more of a like you said, a novelty. And if they've never given it a try, I highly suggest it.
All right. So how did you get selected as one of the 12 chefs? And what will you actually learn from this that'll make a difference at the Blue Stamp?
Well, how you get nominated is you get what I try to do is support as many local farmers as I can. You know, it's kind of a pride thing that they work very hard, you know, to produce their product. And, same here. We work very hard here to put out our product. So it's kind of a great partnership that we develop. You know, why would you outsource something when you can get it right in your backyard? You know, you want them to come support you, so you should go support them. So it's kind of a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. The experience up there is going to be, a great way to get the Blue Stem name out there, also Prairie Heights Bison. So it's just kind of a neat thing and a great nomination. We feel very, very honored to be a part of this Minnesota Cooks program.
Chef Skylar Hoyland, Minnesota Cooks is an educational outreach program of the Minnesota Farmers Union that promotes the state's local food system and its growers and supporters. You are excited about this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a little warm, but if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. So,
where is Carousel Park?
Carousel Park, if you walk, there's that main area where you walk into the state fair there, and it is just off to the right as soon as you walk in. So there'll be an outside kitchen set up ready for us to do our demos.
Now, you're not taking the whole weekend off. You're going to still take care of your clients at the Blue Stamp.
Absolutely. I will not be leaving until Sunday morning at about 5 o'clock. My bison is braised, which means it has to cook low and slow for a very long time. So I'll probably be putting that in at 8 o'clock at night, Saturday night, and it'll braise until 3:30 in the morning, probably on Sunday. So I'll be here early, and I'm sure I won't sleep anyway because I'll be excited and ready to go.
And I would guess that with what you're doing with bison, you're going to be in the Bison Hall of Fame before long.
There you go. That sounds like a plan.
Chef Skylar, we appreciate the Blue Stamp Restaurant in Laverne, and we appreciate the fact that you're sharing the Minnesota State Fair experience. You're going to have 3 o'clock Sunday, Carousel Park. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Tim Lee Burton and with John Miller, part of our golf bunch. Plus, we'll do a little leather visiting on this Friday, all a part of It's Your Business. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, is one of our Business of Golf guests that we feature on Wednesday from 9 to 10. Dr. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. A lot of times we get preempted with you because you're in the middle of surgery. We're just happy to have the opportunity to talk to you right now.
Yeah, I was in the operating room last week, but I think there was some areas of the hospital, I think the reception is bad, but sorry, I missed the show last Wednesday. But hey, have you done the ice bucket challenge yet?
You know, I have not, but I can't swim, so does that get me out of it?
No, that doesn't get you out of it. So
what are you suggesting, Doc?
I'm suggesting I have to do it again and you're at the top of my list for one of my four nominees. So be ready, be looking out for something like that.
Well, let's do it before December, shall we? You know, you have developed a brand here in Sioux Falls, and you're known to help those people that need to get in and get out to work or play within 24 hours. How do you pull that off at Specialty Orthopedics?
Well, it's really my staff. My staff is outstanding. People who come into my office, they get to know my staff. My staff gets to know them. It's a more personable situation at my office where we don't treat people like a number. We treat people as individuals. We try to get to know people. We try and work around their schedule. One of the things that we try and point out is a referral from a primary care physician isn't needed. A person can call up and make an appointment themselves. We try and work around each individual's schedule. We get people in quickly, within a day usually. And the thing that we want people to know is they're seen by me. You're not seen by a qualified physician assistant or a qualified nurse practitioner. You're seen by me, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, the orthopedic surgeon. And most people don't realize that most problems, the vast majority of problems, there's no surgery needed. And I think that fear is out there with the public that if they have aching or a chronic problem and they're scared that surgery is going to be recommended, it usually isn't.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty of the Orthopedics. Contact information for you, Dr. Tim?
It's 275-5560 or Google Dr. Tim Lee Burton or Specialty Orthopedics.
And again, the picks this week were on the first round of the FedEx, the Barclays. They are in play in the second round. This is cut-down day. Kevin Chappell and Brendan Todd, Jim Furyk at the top. Kevin, 4-under through 17 holes this morning. He's now at minus 7. Todd and Furyk have played 12 holes. Hottest guy in the golf course is Henrik Stenson. 7-under through his first 16 holes. He's now at minus 6. And Matt Kuchar is on the board at minus 5. Do you have any of those picks this week?
I don't. I do have. I have Ricky Fowler, who was going into the day at minus 3. I did have Rory, and I had Rory as a starter. And even though one of my backup people was even par, I think Rory's going to. I'm hopeful that he'll turn it around. But as you just mentioned, Henrik Stenson, I didn't even look at his name when it came time to pick. But you know, he won it last year. Both he won the money title. Here in the U.S., and he won the money title overseas. So he's probably shouldn't even be considered a dark horse. I think the guy just plays well towards the end of the season. So I keep my eye on him.
There you go. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Have a good weekend.
John Miller at Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion, is joining us. John, how are you doing this morning?
I am absolutely amazing, Bill. How are you?
You know, what you guys have done with Golf Addiction and what Great Life have done, you've really changed the way golf is approached here in the Sioux Falls area. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you. It's kind of nice having the option that on a rainy day or a windy day or a really hot day like it was yesterday, you have the option to still play golf. Granted, it's not going to be outside, but it's going to be on something better, maybe at Pebble Beach or at CPC Sawgrass. So, it has been. It's been a learning curve for, I think, the whole community and for Adam and I as well, too. We've learned a lot in the last, you know, year and a half, coming up on 2 years. So we've been fortunate, and Sioux Falls has been good to us. We appreciate that.
Well, the indoor golf has featured both your location and Baker's Crossing.
Yeah, absolutely. So with Great Life, we have a simulator that's out of Baker Crossing right now, which is a nice feature for those guys. So you can play golf at your favorite course. You're just inside in the clubhouse now. So this winter coming up, and we do leagues and different things like that in tournaments, you can either play at Golf Addiction on 57th and Marion or out at Baker Crossing as well in the simulator out there called the Golf Addiction Zone.
Well, and you also have the family night. To me, that's a big deal. You've got hunting. The reservations are, of course, needed. Great food and the aiming oil. You have plenty of that on standby this weekend, right?
We absolutely do. And actually, it's dollar pounder PBR. So you can come in and buy a 16-ounce PBR for $1. And that's Thursday through Monday, so that's pretty cheap. But, yeah, the family night's going to be great. So it's $50. You get a couple hours on the simulator to either hunt, golf, do miniature golf, or a date night as well, too, to bring out the significant other and have a nice couple hours and challenge each other to do a couple shots on the links. So, absolutely, that's going on.
All right, reservations, number they call.
Yep, give us a shout at 605-274-8903 or on golfaddiction.biz to get any more information.
John Miller, Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion. You have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Comfort King. I need to mention that as we're talking a little golf this morning. One of the things that happens is if you're playing golf, you're outdoors doing any activity, maybe just getting the ice bucket of, imagine ice cubes and water hitting your head and putting you in a position that you just want to hit the Comfort King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be ready for that and know that after you've gone through that and you've helped raise some money, which is important, you got a Comfort King bed. On Monday, we're going to have Chris Larson in here, and we're going to talk about some of the reasons the factory has made such a difference with me and so many other people. It's actually customer service. It's actually what is not inside the mattress that some of the competitors will put in. Comfort King will talk to you about what you want, the hardness in the bed, whether or not you're going to want zero gravity, all the things that are going to give you a good return on your investment. And Comfort King, they're easy to find. They're near the mall. Comfort King was for the Zortmans. It can be for your family. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, he's been sitting patiently out there. Do you have a Main Street to Wall Street report, Mr. Todd?
Morning, Bill. Speaking of good return for investment, you know, what did you say? Good return on your investment. That's a nice segue to me, isn't it?
That's a perfect.
There you go.
Perfect thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're thinking, too.
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are little changed after Fed Chair Janet Yellen stated that the U.S. labor market remains hampered by the effects of the recession, and that the Federal Reserve should move cautiously in determining when rates will start to rise. Yellen's remarks appeared in line with the message from the minutes from the central bank's July meeting, which showed officials growing more aware of the labor markets are approaching full employment. She also emphasized her view that no single factor, including inflation, can be used to judge the recovery. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is technology. Worst performing sector is energy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off about 46 points at 16,993. The S&P 500 index is off 3 at 1,989. And the NASDAQ is down 5 points at 4,528. Volume on the New York Exchange is a Friday low in the summer. You got 136 million shares traded. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 4-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, gold is up $2 at $1,278. Silver is at $19.43, and crude oil prices are down 79 cents at $93.17. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronix is trading at $11.73. Citigroup is up 14 cents at $51.21. Raven off 34 cents, trading at a 52-week low of $26.68. Summit Hotel Properties trading at 11. And Meta Financial Group off 54 cents at $36.74. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
And Todd, when our audience needs more information, how do they think about the finances and reach you?
It's easy to get a hold of me. Just 605-371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com. Many ways to find us.
And Brandon is on the list of those that we're going to cover in football this year. SDSU was announced this week that it will be on our stations. USD, USF, Brandon, and the Sioux Falls High Schools. That's just about 8 days away.
It's exciting. It's around the corner. I know that I was looking at the Brandon Valley schedule, and we start off with Roosevelt.
Imagine that.
A couple weeks later, we were lucky enough to draw Sioux Falls, Washington. So it will be a lot of fun this fall season.
And you got a good football team and always good fans. Appreciate you, Todd.
Right back at you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
You have the highly anticipated taste of a great Italian buffet. All they got to do is find 41st and Willow.
Yep, or look for the sign of Rev's old stomping grounds.
Where Rev used to mow with a big arrow on it. Yeah, right.
You know, the other week, you know, I was talking about you don't mess with Rev. I don't know if you know this or not, but remember that song, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown?
Yes, I do.
They had to change the name because Rev wouldn't rhyme with that. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow.
He's changed his names a couple of times.
Musical trivia. You know,
Bad, Bad Leroy Brown was not one of them. This is a Fish Friday, right?
It sure is. And we got the fillets cut, and they're hand-battered just before they hit the fryer. We found out a way to make the coating lighter and crisper so the taste of the fish really comes through. And you make your own tartar sauce right there.
We do mention for all the Shriners, all the people visiting in town that have the Cancer Walk tonight, the Glow Walk, all the other activities that... not a bad place to go before or after.
Yeah, it's especially to go before, to power up on that pasta, to give you the energy to make it through. Again, several teams come and eat before they play in their events at Valentino's, and it's all because of the power of pasta.
John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow, near Western. Just go by, you'll see the sign, and you'll see a sign that says... future site of the Rev's monument citing his residency in that area. You okay. Like that?
Yeah, okay, Bill.
John, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you have a great one.
All right, Rev, you know, he's got the Jam Against Hunger this weekend.
Yeah.
And only fitting that last minute or so, minute and a half, we give you a chance to tell where it's at and why people should come.
Well, you should go because it's all for a good cause. We're raising donations for Feeding South Dakota, and it all stays local here in the Sioux Falls area, what we raise at Jam Against Hunger. It's the 14th year, 14th annual show. Got to give a plug to the bands, Bill, because all of these bands, the production guy, Charles Clark, and all these sponsors and everybody does the whole show for free. Nobody gets paid anything. They all do it for free. Bad Hamster plays first at 1 o'clock. Sugar Daddy will be on after that. Alice in Chains tribute Enchainment follows Sugar Daddy. Cartwright Brothers will be on after Enchainment, and then Jukebox Zeros will play from 5 to 6. And it's free. You can bring lawn chairs, blankets, coolers with whatever you want to drink. Yes, beer is allowed there, Bill. Non-perishable food items or any donations you'd like to make to Feeding South Dakota. And Matt Gasson from the food bank will be there on site. So I wanted to plug all the bands for putting in all their time and effort for this big show this Sunday. And also, SubHub will be there selling food and drinks, too, if you'd like. So,
all right. How many pounds were collected last
year? Last year, we had a new record, just over 17 tons of food.
And this year, the anticipation is?
Well, I'd like to shoot for 18 or 20.
All right.
We'll see.
Jam Against Hunger this weekend.
Sunday, yeah. Come on out.
Do not forget it. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate.
Looks good Sunday.
Rev has put it together with a lot of good people, a lot of good sponsors. Go out and help South Dakota.
Thanks, Bill.
Rev says, look at the clock, Bill. Your time's up.